I did this about 4 years ago when I first obtained bees, and I was concerned about the loss of honeybees that was being widely publicized at the time. And there was emphasis at the time, if you recall, on this colony collapse disorder and the lack of understanding as to why the bees were flying off into nowhere. But it turned out when I did some more reading on it that it was much more pervasive and more of a problem than just colony collapse disorder, that honeybee populations have been declining for well over 20 years. And, although that's accelerated over the last several years. And so I thought that, you know, I would really like to somehow contribute to trying to restore some of these populations. One queen is laying, can lay thousands of eggs in her lifetime. I can give you this number. It's okay. Hundreds of thousands. And so she's constantly laying eggs, and these eggs are constantly growing, and then a bee develops in anywhere from 10 to 18 days, depending whether it's a drone, a queen, or a worker. Most of them are workers. And then they come out, and they have a lifespan, which is they have various tasks that they do over their lifespan. Mm-hmm. So the youngest ones have hive duties, and they clean up the hive. And if they get a little older, then they might take care of the queen. And if they get older, they might go out and look for pollen. Or they might be guard bees. So they have this lifespan, which is pretty short, you know, 2 to 3 months, and they have very specific activities they perform at certain ages during that lifespan development. Ecology. So, you know, bees really are very much a part of their environment and integrated into their environment, as we are, and our patients and how they deal with what's around them. And there's no better example than the bee populations. And that's why sort of the bees are the canary in the coal mine in terms of what we're doing in our environment. And there's no in medicine, you're taught to be very observant of the patient, what they're doing, and sort of have a sense about what's happening to your patients when you're with them. Mm-hmm. And also in science, you need to have a sense of what's going on around you in the scientific world, and what are the areas that are really interesting and important to be working on. And I think with beekeeping, it gives you more of an awareness of the natural world around you. So you have, you know, I'm very aware of the weather, of the trends, of what trees are blossoming or what's coming out in terms of flowering. So it's given me a whole new awareness in a different dimension that allows me to use the skills I use in medicine, which is awareness of what's going on with patients, and now it's more to the environment in this particular realm. And also the scientific element of this, because beekeeping is a lot of it about science as well, because there's things that occur that are genetically programmed that control their behaviors, but that's also very much involved with their environmental interactions of those bees. And so really creating the proper environment for them and being aware of what threats are coming to them. So the other part of beekeeping that's really important is that they get all these different kinds of pathogens come into the hives. So you've got mice try and get into the hives, you've got other bees come and steal the hive, you've got wax moths, you've got varroa mites. So you have to really understand infectious diseases and other pathogens, which is very much part of what we do in rheumatology as well. So there's a lot of parallels, and it does help in me to both sides of the equator, if you will.